Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Master Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, November 2nd, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, It'll Prevail in Your City. Our text taken from the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 20. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Pastor Chris says, Luke gives a historical report of some of Paul's activities during his missionary journey in Asia, particularly Ephesus. Acts chapter 19 verse 8 says, And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But something began to happen. As he preached the gospel in the synagogue, resistance began to form. Some of the Jews didn't believe. Rather, they publicly maligned the way of the Lord. The Apostle Paul, who quickly observed this, separated the disciples, holding daily meetings with them in the lecture hall at Tyrannus. Verse 10 tells us that this went on for the space of 2 years. And the result was that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. Acts chapter 19 verses 11 and 12 from the NIV says, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even the handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. This is what happens when the word of God gains the ascendancy. The same will happen in your nation, city, town, or community if you would preach and teach the word. Paul gave sufficient time to the preaching and teaching of the word, so much so that an entire city heard the gospel. If the word of God could dominate and change the city of Ephesus, it will produce the same results in your life and in your world. Use and apply the word of God to change things in your world. That word is in your mouth and it will prevail. Even now, open your mouth and pour forth righteousness upon your community, city, and nation. Seed your environment with the gospel. Glory to God. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, through the preaching and teaching of the gospel of righteousness, your kingdom is established in every city and nation and all over the world. Thank you for the increased grace upon the church to proclaim liberty in all the earth. In these last days, in Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 from the Message Translation and Acts chapter 28 verses 30 and 31. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, use and apply the word of God to change things in your world. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.polarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.polarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking out time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.